We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Nevada Democrat Party caucus is over, and it may very well be the last caucus that's ever seen in Nevada, which is just as well. There have been a number of problems with the Nevada caucus process, although not as many problems as those that plague the Iowa caucus. There were data errors and inconsistencies during the initial caucus count. The Buttigieg campaign has asked for the release of all early vote and in-person totals by precinct. The campaign is saying there were people who did not follow all the rules correctly. Joe Biden has expressed concern about the accuracy in the Nevada caucus process. Having said all of this, let's take a look at the outcome of the caucus, flaws and all, and what some people said about the process. Bernie Sanders attended a rally in San Antonio, Texas, and said, quote, "In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multiracial coalition, which is going to sweep this country," end of quote. Sanders is the winner in the Nevada caucus. Other contenders tried to put the best face on not winning the race. Joe Biden said, quote, "Y'all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina to win and take this back," end of quote. Amy Klobuchar said, quote, "As usual, I think we have exceeded expectations," end of quote. She only got 4 or 5% of the vote. With that knowledge, what could her expectations have been? Elizabeth Warren came in fourth, and all she could say to her supporters was, quote, "Thank you for participating in democracy," end of quote. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, himself once a presidential candidate, said, quote, "Everybody's counting on Nevada to make a statement about the direction of this campaign," end of quote. So, without a doubt, Bernie Sanders is the big winner. This has given him the momentum to increase his polling numbers in South Carolina and advance him significantly toward the March 3rd Super Tuesday primaries. If Sanders does take South Carolina and captures a large portion of the votes on Super Tuesday, there will be very little to stop him in his quest to become the Democrat Party candidate. The irony, of course, is that he has come to this fight not as a Democrat, but as an independent. His elevation as the Democrat nominee would mean that the majority of people registered as Democrats today regard themselves as much further to the left than the party has ever admitted to being. It would mean that registered Democrats either outwardly support socialism, are willing to give socialism a chance in America, or are significantly ignorant as to what socialism is all about and what it will do to alter the nation. It will also mean that the country will be treated, if that's what you can call it, to debates between socialist Bernie Sanders and free market capitalist Donald Trump. The good news is that Americans will be able to have the differences between these two philosophies laid bare and see exactly what each philosophy offers to the United States and its citizens. It also means that Democrats have actually gone far, far to the left. It'll mean that if they lose the November presidential election, Democrats will have to fight to redefine their party. Will it continue to drift to the far left and continue nominating self-declared socialists or even worse? Or will they make a real effort to regain their roots as a more left-center political party? These will be the choices Democrats will be faced with if Bernie Sanders wins his current party's nomination. It is believed by most Americans that he cannot defeat Donald Trump, but his followers are true believers, and they'll continue to forge ahead in hopes that their left-wing dreams will come true. For the sake of our future, the country better hope that their dreams do not come true. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.